Stephen and Fiona Luke were out with friends March 9th, 2000 in Mackay's City Heart, when about 11 p.m. their lives changed forever. And I caught up with Stephen and Fiona yesterday, sitting on the corner of Victoria and Wood Streets, where it all happened.
Steve, myself, Catherine, and a few other mates, we'd gone out for the night. I had to work the next morning, so Catherine and I said, we're heading home. It was about, I think it was just before 11. And so Steve said, I'll walk you to the car. We walked to the car. Steve said, I'm going to go back and catch up with the rest of my mates. He apparently stopped and had a hamburger. And that's when three guys approached him, apparently asking for a cigarette. When Steve said no, they turned around and picked up a paving brick and threw it at the back of his head.
It wasn't just that. If I remember the outcry in Mackay, and I was on air at that time, it was that they repeatedly pounded Steve's head with a brick. So, I mean, what did doctors say when you got him to hospital?
Well, it took a long time for the doctors to actually come to me, and I think it was about 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. So it was about 7 hours after it happened, and the doctor came in, and the first thing I said was, is he alive? And the doctor said, yes, but he's not going to make it. I said at that point, well, I think we need to ring his parents. And the doctor told his mum, we're sending him to Rockhampton, but he won't make the flight, so I wouldn't bother flying up.
So what was going through your mind, Fiona?
Truthfully, I never believed he would die. And right through his rehab, I always knew he was going to get better. Certainly, I was very upset, and I just remember crying and crying and crying. I didn't believe that it was ever going to be as bad as it was, because I wouldn't have been able to cope if I ever let myself believe that he was going to be a vegetable, which was what we were basically told.
How long had you two been going out? It wasn't that long, was it?
No, we'd been together 6 months.
You guys weren't from Mackay?
No, I'm originally from Geelong, and Steve's originally from a small town called Baruga, which is on the Murray River in New South Wales.
He's not going to make it. That's all there is to it. Tell us what happened from there.
By that stage, we're in Rockhampton. Steve wasn't recognisable. They'd broken every bone in his face. The rest of his body wasn't touched, but every bone in his face was broken, and his face had swollen up 3 times the size his head and his face was, and he was black and blue. So literally I just sat there, and any little movement I got so excited about, and the doctors kept saying, no, it's nothing, it's just a nerve reaction, it's just a flinch, nothing's going to happen. And it was just a fight to keep the doctors wanting to keep working on him and persevering to keep him going.
What about you, Steve?
There's no memory there at all. For a long time, it wasn't until after, like, when we started rehab that, yeah.
Tell us about that, when you sort of know that you've been really badly injured in Mackay, and, I mean, I imagine you wake up and go, where the hell am I? This isn't Mackay. What then? What went through your mind?
Yeah, you go through so many anger, depression, it all goes through your brain, and it was a long, long road, and yeah.
And the doctors were saying, after you spun around that he won't make it decision, they were saying you wouldn't walk again, and you're walking. But how did you do that?
Oh, how? Yeah. It's just determination with Fiona's help and my family, and yeah, just all by my side to help me.
Because you went back to Baruga, didn't you?
Yes.
Yep. And did that help, having, you know, mum and dad around, and of course Fee was still with you?
Yes. Yeah, because that's where, like, we're onto a place for rehab. And it was Albury, which is an hour and a half from Baruga.
That was a determination that Steve always showed. He was always set a goal, and he was always determined to make it.
I can't believe that you've come back to Mackay. I really can't, because I could understand you being angry at Mackay for the rest of your life. I think most people would understand that. But how do you feel about Mackay? And we're sitting where it all happened, you know, 10 years ago.
Well, really, that means nothing to me. Like, I know it does Fiona, of course, but I was knocked out. Like, to me, it's the same. People are the same. It feels the same. The weather's the same. It's a bit colder back home. But yeah, it's good.
Do you miss Mackay?
Yes. We were speaking this morning about moving back. But
So what about you, Feeman? How do you feel about the whole thing, about Mackay?
It is very emotional for me to come back to Mackay. I have no hard feelings against Mackay, because, I mean, it was my home before it happened. and it's a lovely town, it's a lovely community, and that was just proven by everyone getting behind us at the time and sending their loves, best wishes, and all the fundraising that was done. But it has been very emotional coming back for me. I think in a way it's a little bit of a closure as well. It's an end of an era for Steve and I, and we can sort of now, as much as we've put everything behind us and we've moved on, it still plays a part in our life every single day.
I'm sitting here looking at your bouncing baby boy. He's not a baby. How old are you, Ethan?
I'm five.
You're five. Is Stephen a good dad?
Yes.
And is Mum a good mum?
Yes.
I mean, the legacy of the whole thing, has there been anything positive to come out of this whole thing?
I think yes. It's all turned positive now. The show that we can get here, like our power, our strength, our love to stay together, raising our kids, it's all so good that I think that's a positive way to show that what we've gotten through.